Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. And I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. This is, what do we call this? The brighter side of the 805.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I got my husband here.
It was great. I had 3 weeks off.
I know. What the heck are you doing?
I was busy trying to make
money, huh?
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Okay, well, we've got Tom and Sean here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, Sean?
I'm amazed I'm in the studio.
I know. You look a little like what happened to you?
I was, it started out an innocent Friday night. I was making a new Thai curry dish, and I started drinking a little.
I don't remember
going to sleep.
Your hair represents it,
I have to tell you.
Oh, well. Did you have fun?
I did.
There you go. That's all. And you're safe. You're fun. That's what it's all about. I'm really excited. I have a new friend, and he is joining us here in the studio. And, I have to just say a little bit more than that because I had a virus on my website. And, Matthew Shuey, right?
Correct.
From Ventura. And what's the name of your business? So everybody
Global
know?
Web FX Inc.
Yeah, he saved me. He saved me, and so he is going to be here to talk about some really great things. If you have a website, or if you don't have a website, or if you have a website that you're hiding behind but it doesn't really represent you, he's going to be the one that you need to call. So let's just start off right there. What's your business number so that people can get in touch with you?
I can be reached at 805-620-0742. 7 days a week.
And I have to just tell you, I don't normally do that, but he was so passionate. I called him out of the blue, and he took the time to help me, and then we kind of formed a relationship, a friendship, and I really want to help him and promote him, and he's right here in Ventura, so I thank you again. I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
All right. So we are going to be talking to Matthew, and he's going to be talking about how to build business through search marketing and social media. So I definitely want you to stay with us. We've got lots of giveaways. Of course, that's what I do here is give back, and I'm excited. I want to give out our phone number here, 650-1590. That's 650-1590. 1590. When you hear something, give us a call. We want to give it away. Tom will answer the phone, and we've got lots to do. We've got a taste of Ojai we're going to be talking a little bit about, and then Matthew brought some hour of consultation, a free domain, a registration on new domain for one year, and then a free WordPress. I want to win that. So anyways, that's what I have, a WordPress. So anyways, I'm really excited. Again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And we have another really great show this afternoon, too. So let's get started with our first guest. I do want to remind you that if for any reason you miss any part of our show, you can always go on Kim at Kim Pagano Show. Nope, I'm looking at it. You can go on KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. And if you have something that you want to spread the word about in the 805, give me an email at Kim at KimPaganoShow.com, or you can always call me at 805-419-0008. And so our first guest today is Scott Morofsky, and his book is, we're going to be talking about it, is
Wellativity.
Thank you. I'm like, bleh. And it's empowering wellness through communication. And Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. A little tongue-tied this morning, but I'm so glad that you're here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your book. And I love that it's got, every day's like kind of a new little thing, right?
Yeah, it's a two-part book, but I'll tell you that after I tell you about myself a bit. I all of this started when I was a boy and had a disability, and I had a full leg brace and walk with crutches, and I started my life off with pretty large amount of pain and discomfort and ostracization and all the stuff that comes with being disabled. And right after that, had lost my mom to cancer and my father and my brothers and the household during the 70s turned to the wildlife of drugs and everything that came.
So you had a journey. You had a journey, like a lot of us do.
Absolutely.
Right? So yeah. I'm hoping that you, because we are a positive show here, that you turned it around, and that's why you wrote your book, right?
Absolutely. Okay. They call me Mr. Relativity.
Okay, I like that. Now I got the whole picture. I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Scott. And is it Morofsky?
Morofsky, yeah.
Okay, and we're talking about his book, Relativity, and Empowering Wellness Through Communication. Tell us, what are we going to find in your book, and what is it about?
Well, the bottom line is it's not a way to exercise better or eat better. That may come from it, but it's in the tagline of communication and learning how to listen to our bodies, to our higher power, to God, to our therapist, to our doctors, our support network, and basically our trusted people in our lives. And the book is two parts. The 12 principles are the first part, Relativity's 12 principles, and the second part is the daily breath. And we apply the 12 principles into a breathing conditioning program. And I found it so infrequent in the world that we can actually practice breathing in a program, and I call it the 90-90 program, where you read one page a day or the whole book in one day, but you actually work at conditioning your awareness to your breath. And this goes into so many things I talk about in the book, about how we need to oxygenate our bodies. And it's really at the root cause of so many diseases and illnesses.
You know, that's so interesting that you say that as I'm sitting here thinking, you know, so many people say, take a deep breath. And when you do that, I mean, just let's go around our studio. When you take a deep breath, Matt, do you consciously do that all the time? No, we're mostly in a hurry, right?
Well, sometimes I do meditation.
Oh, okay.
And
I knew you were going to be that kind of guy. Yeah, I like that.
I pay attention to my
breathing.
My breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Lou, how about you?
Never.
I know. We're like 20. Tom?
I breathe through my, inhale through my left nostril, exhale through my right. That's the kind of control I have.
That's Tom.
Oh, God, I love it. How about you, Sean?
I have nothing to follow after that one.
I figured
well,
that.
I have to interject here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure once you hear the word breathe, there's very little effort to it. And in the writings of the book, it's entertaining, it's funny, it's informative, it's drawn from 32 years of my practice, which I specialize with seniors and hip replacement and knee replacement surgery.
Mm.
Having had a hip replacement myself, I've really become an expert in how to recover from that physically.
Oh, wow.
And I'm certified through the American Council on Exercise. I'm a licensed massage therapist, and obviously I'm a master at telling people to breathe. However, I just want to get in before it's too late. The 12 principles really were derived from the 12-step program.
Okay.
And being in recovery for 27 years myself, I sat in many groups and meetings thinking, my God, I wish there was something for people who were not bona fide addicts who could take the value of a 12-step program and apply it to food, exercise, and overall well-being.
I love it. That's where
the 12 principles
And you know what? I've sat in all those meetings, and they are amazing. They really are, I have to tell you. I mean, they can, you know, they can help anybody. So,
now,
Sean?
Absolutely.
Now, Scott, did you
sat there for decades thinking, you know, I can do this.
Right.
I had the language of a fitness professional and a health professional, and having my focus on spirituality, this book is just a translation of what Bill and Bob did 80 years ago.
Wow.
And they totally mastered cleaning house, organizing, taking inventory.
Right. Sean, I know you had a question.
Now, Scott, did you come to this realization in a low point 30 years ago, or were you sort of in the midst of the party stage when you...
Good question.
Relativity came to me 1989. I was already into the programs and recovery. And I just realized that this could be done. I was busy watching my friends dying from smoking two packs of cigarettes or obesity, but they were sober and they weren't drinking, and I was like, this is crazy. So this is my, instead of just complaining about it or talking about it, I wrote a book. And I took everything I've known for 32 years and my life and watching all the men in my family die from heart disease and addiction-related causes. And I did something about it.
So,
and
Scott,
I really feel that...
Give us some tips that my listeners and all of us out here can follow. What's three tips right off the bat, that you can that we're going to learn from your book, but that really jump out at you?
Okay. First of all, breathe.
Yeah, that's a big one. Okay.
And you can't say that enough. And I say it laughing, but it's at the essence of giving yourself that moment, that priceless moment to pause, to listen. And that's where communication happens. And so many of us are filled with our egos, our preconceived perceptions of the way things are, our judgments. And the bottom line is learning to take a little inventory, even if it's one or two things that have run you and your need to look better, flatter abs, bigger muscles, whatever it is. And look, why is it that I'm run by that? And in taking our fourth principle, inventory, we find, oh, my God, these are thoughts and beliefs that were given to me, that I learned, that I'm being run by, that society is being run by now.
Great,
just take a look at the TV.
Take your own inventory. I love that. Scott, where do we find your book?
Well, first of all, at westbowpress.com, that's the publisher who had published the book. You can get it at amazon.com.
Okay.
And I'm in the midst of building my functioning website, wellativity.com. You can write me at scott@wellativity.com.
Okay,
very good. And I'm on Twitter.
Okay, thank you so much, Scott Morofsky.
Morofsky.
Breathe. All right, and his book, Wellativity. You know what? In power of wellness through communication. I mean, really, there is some really great points there. We are the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got a full studio here, and we've got lots of great guests that we're going to be talking with. We're going to take a really quick break. Let's start off. Our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We got tons of stuff to give away, and what should we start with, Tom?
Let's go yard. Let's go with the Yard House.
Ooh, the Yard House. Okay. We had them on our show a while back, and we've got, is it a $25 gift certificate to our new Yard House here? I know, Sean, you want to run out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's over at the collection right here. Got those huge beers, and they got lots of stuff to go. So what I'm going to do is take caller number 7, 650-1590, 650-1590. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's what we're talking about here. We're a positive talk radio show. We talk about anything that can add value to our lives.
Before we go to our next listener, I have to just say, what's wrong with my hair therapist?
Well, it looks like you drove in on a motorcycle or something. Let's just be nice like that, yeah?
That's why I'm wearing a hat today.
Did you really drive in on a motorcycle? Okay. Okay. All right. Just a little bit of jail. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do right now? I got prepared to give away a haircut and blow dry because we are moving into the holidays right now. And, you know, I'm going to start talking more about, you know, when I talk to all my listeners out there. In fact, I do want to do a shout out. I talked to, congratulations last week to Jerry and Dory and Kathy and Susan and Jack. And I want to do a special, I talked to Jack a little bit yesterday, 37 years of marriage, okay? And he still thinks his wife's his best friend. They, you know, they do everything together. That's their secret.
Why are you saying that like it's so surprising?
No, I think it's great. Are you kidding? Yeah, no. I think it's great. So anyways, but what I do want to do is let's give away one of my haircuts and blow dries. It's a $75 value, and I'm over in Westlake, and I love to help somebody get the look that they need for themselves, that's going to work for them, that they're going to feel better and look better and do better. So
there you go, Sean. See?
Yeah.
Dialing the number.
Yeah,
what's the number?
I know. 650-1590. 650-1590. And I'm going to take caller number 8 at 650-1590. All right. Our next guest is Dina Proctor, and her book is Madly Chasing Peace. And, you know, she went from, you know, what it says on here is how I went from hell to happy in 9 minutes a day. And Dina, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My book title is called Madly Chasing Peace because that's pretty much how I felt most of my life. Like I was on this mad quest to just fill this hole inside of myself, you know, to just find, you know, balance, peace,
aren't
joy.
We, aren't
you know,
we all, though?
That's,
I mean, isn't that like, why were you unhappy?
Yeah, I went through years and years of clinical depression, and I ended up about 5 years ago horribly addicted to alcohol. It was the only thing that would soothe me, and I literally planned a day to take my own life because I had just felt like I had tried everything in my life to try and fix myself and nothing was working and I just didn't want to live anymore.
Wow. So what was your turning point?
My turning point was, you know, planning that day of, you know, kind of my own suicide. And that was Yeah. And it ended up being, you know, a one of those blessings in disguise, you know, kind of a gift in hindsight. I ended up going and getting help. And the way that, you know, why I say, you know, health and happy in 9 minutes a day is because when I went to get help, the coach, the woman who was helping me, you know, kind of through this addiction recovery program, one of the first things that she told me that I needed to do was to learn to meditate.
Oh, we've just been talking about that in here. Breathe, right? Yeah, so.
Exactly right. And her instruction to me was to, first of all, I thought she was crazy. I'm thinking, I need to be put away in a home. I need to be, you know, in therapy. I need medication. Like, what is meditation ever going to do for me? You know, I thought it was ridiculous. But her instruction to me was to sit still every morning for 20 minutes and just focus on my breathing. And I tried it because I had tried everything else and it didn't work. So I thought, well, I might as well try this. And I physically couldn't sit still for 20 whole minutes just because, you know, I was in withdrawal. I had all these negative thoughts. I was physically incapable of sitting still for that amount of time. But I could sit for about 3 minutes. And so since she had told me 20, I would sit for 3 minutes, you know, several times a day. Every few hours, I'd think, okay, I bet I could do another three. Okay, I bet I could do another three. And then, you know, so the end of the day, I could tell her I did my 20. And that ended up turning into what I call 3x3 meditation. It's 3 minutes, three times a day.
Okay.
And there's your 9 minutes.
Exactly.
Now, Dina, you found yourself at like a low point, obviously. What about for our listeners who maybe might not be in the low point that you found yourself?
But you know what? But, I mean, the holidays do bring a lot of that. That's why I thought that was important to
there's a big uptake
talk
in depression.
About. Yeah.
And what we're talking about here is obviously way beyond like the normal existential angst that maybe we all feel from time to time. Is there a form of identification that you could share with our listeners of when they need to kind of take a hold of their lives again?
Oh yeah, because where I am now in my life, I don't coach anyone who's active in addiction or you know kind of suicidal depression because there's so many amazing programs that can offer so much more support than I do. There are hotlines for addiction recovery and for suicide prevention and that sort of thing. Many amazing, amazing people as resources that, you know, folks can reach out to. So I definitely recommend that is absolutely share it with someone. Reach out to one of those organizations or hotlines. And what I've discovered, which is really what's kind of the gift in all of this with the 3x3, is that it wasn't just the way that I got myself kind of back together and, you know, centered and connected and joyful. It was the catalyst for solution to everything in my life. You know, like when I quit drinking, I started eating, right?
Right.
And I began gaining weight. And, you know, instead of disciplining myself through willpower and deprivation, I changed my mindset using this 3x3 meditation because what I found is that when you get your mindset and your inner connection to your highest self, your source of being within you, you know, when you get that inside right, the outside falls into place. So when I could mentally and emotionally change my relationship with food and the way that I felt about food in my body just came around effortlessly to match that. I've also used it to heal relationships, transform. You know, I've built my whole business based on this little 3x3 meditation model.
Now, I want to stop you there. I want to remind my listeners that if you were just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's all about adding value every day and every way. We're talking right now with Dina Proctor, where her book is Madly Chasing Peace. You talk about this 3x3 meditation, okay? And so is it an affirmation and then you meditate on that? Take us through that step.
Yeah, what I do is I take it 7 days at a time, and it takes longer than 7 days to, you know, change a brain pattern or a habit or a thought pattern. But
21 days, I think it is, right?
So, yeah, I think it's 21 or 28, but, you know, if I commit to something for 21 or 28 days, I can easily get to day 6, 7, or 17 and be like, oh, maybe I should start now. You know, like,
I guess what I'm asking you, Dina, is, so are you making the cards ahead of time, 3x3, okay, cards, and then you put all the affirmations on them for a week or for 21 days, and then every morning you wake up? Because is that what you're thinking? Is that how you do it?
Well, I don't use cards, but I do take, so in 1 7-day period, I'll take a particular intention. So it might be to change my relationship with food or to just learn how to meditate altogether and then put a timer on my phone for 3 times a day and reminders in my calendar, sit still for those 3 minutes and just focus on that intention. So if I want to create, you know, something like financial abundance, I might use those 3 minutes to visualize as if I had already achieved my goal.
Right,
all
as
about
is.
Changing that. Yeah, that as emotional is. Way that
Got
you
it.
Feel about it
right.
so you can create it.
I like that. But what I guess I'm confused is what's a 3x3? Isn't that
3 minutes, 3 times a day.
Got it. Okay. Uh-huh. So that, I mean, for me, I would have to put a reminder in my phone, and you're right. You need to, like, set that time, right, to do
yep,
that.
You've got to set it up for your own success and your own reminders.
Do you recommend starting it at, like, doing the first one in the beginning of the day, middle, and end of the day, or what's your normal routine?
Yeah, exactly. The middle of the day one is actually the most important one because that's when our thought patterns are at their strongest, and that's where we have the most power to be able to interrupt, like, an old thought pattern.
Oh.
So I always tell people, you know, if you're too busy to even do the 3 minutes, that's the sign that you really need to be doing something like this.
You know what? I really like that. I really like the intention of that. I want to, like, input one more thing to, to actually set out a goal of what it is that you're going to do. Do you set out the intention also?
Yeah, exactly. So at the beginning of 7 days, I'll decide, you know, I want to change my relationship with food or my relationship with a person in my life and use those 3 minutes. So it ends up being 21 meditations over the course of 7 days.
That's very
cool.
Where you're
having this intention.
That's
yeah,
very cool.
Really
and
powerful.
So you've seen amazing difference in your life.
In my life, in my clients' lives, I mean, literally transformation of relationships, transformation
wow.
of your body, healing the cells of your body. It sounds too simple to be true.
You know what, though? The simple things like that are the things that really work and they're attainable. Yeah. Dina, where are you located?
Well, I live in Southern California, but I spend a lot of time in New York, too. My
oh.
family's out in New York.
Uh-huh. Great. So where do people find you and where do they find your book?
Oh, yeah. Everything is right on my website, which is madlychasingpeace.com.
Okay. And if you could give us one first intention that we would want to start with, one positive thing, what would it be?
I think it would be to connect to that source of intuition and innermost knowledge. We all have that, but a lot of us that get disconnected from that. So if we hold the intention of connecting to that inner self, that seed of wisdom that sits inside each one of us and our intuition, that will take you a long way in the beginning.
And what is the most popular thing that clients come to see you for?
For mostly it's relationships and, you know, work relationships, romantic relationships, kind of healing, de-stressing. And I deal a lot with people who want to transform their bodies and weight loss, that sort of thing.
Wow, I love it. I think it's so important. And I think I love the 3x3. I mean, 3 times a day. 21 days, you could change your life, you change your thoughts, and really turn your life into a positive. So, Dina, again, what's your website?
It's madlychasingpeace.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest and really great story. And I'm so glad that your life is back on track and going great, and you're sharing your journey with other people.
Thank you so much, Kim. I so appreciate it.
You got it. All right, Sean, we're going to take a really quick break, but Sean, what do we...
First, I got a gift certificate to Sharky's.
Okay.
It's received 2 entrees and 2 beverages. And
what did we have there?
We had a quinoa salad.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Why I wanted to give this giveaway today because
yeah.
it was so good.
I thought you were going to walk out with it or something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But,
I was
yeah.
going to snake it.
Yeah.
It's good for any of the Camarillo, Simi Valley, or Ventura locations.
Yeah,
so.
But even all their stuff there is really good. It's really healthy. And what are the drinks that we had? Remember we it was...
Oh, we had like an infused lemonade, like a watermelon lemonade.
Yeah, they have
really
these
tasty.
Really cool drinks now. Anyways, we're going to give away to caller number 7 at 650-1590, 650-1590. Caller number 7 will get the Sharky's gift certificate. Stay with us because we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Matt. We're going to find out more about how we get our business online and our website. And we've got more giveaways. Matt bought some really great stuff to give away. So, and we've got lots more. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, I want to do a shout out to some of our winners so far. Jess, and he won, they won a haircut from me. Can't wait to meet you. And then Jerry won Yard House. And who just won the Sharkies?
Phil
out
of Ventura.
Okay, all right. And right now we're going to go to Matthew Shuey. He is he's our website guru. And you know what? I'm really excited to hear what you have to say, because you said there's really big changes right now that everybody really needs to know about, right?
Absolutely. Google just released a search algorithm called Hummingbird. And what this does is it completely changes the SEO, search engine optimization game. Before, people would have to go in, you know, research keywords, optimize their website for those keywords, create backlinks. A lot of that stuff isn't as important as it used to be. The new search algorithm, what it does is it uses semantics, meaning that it'll find meaning in web pages even though those keywords are not in there. And the old, good old days of keyword stuffing websites, creating, you know, tons of backlinks from, you know, porn sites and, you know, gift sites and all these weird places, that doesn't really work so much anymore. Now it's all about quality content and stuff that you produce.
So does that mean we're more protected, or it's harder to find us? What does that mean?
If you're getting emails from somebody saying, you know, your website is not ranking and you're hiring those people, most likely you're going to be in big danger.
Oh, okay. So that's a big thing. Okay.
I think one of the main objectives of the Hummingbird program that Google has initiated was also that people could type out sentences. When you say it's semantic, it's based on like doing a full sentence key search. So
like a positive talk radio show,
exactly.
That's going to find me. But if you just go radio, you won't find me.
Well, not only that, but if somebody's typing in, you know, how do I do something?
Yes.
How do I, you know, where is the nearest coffee shop? It'll bring information based off of your cell phone, your geolocation. It'll bring them so much different information. It's a complete changeover to what they used to have.
So is this for the better? Or
it is for the better.
Okay, good. Okay. So let's start off, you know, because obviously that is like a huge change. What's the basics? Let's start off with the basics for me, my listeners, you know, everybody in here. What do we need to run a business? Even, you know, I mean, is it so important to have a website?
Absolutely. Unless you're out in, you know, the rural area where there's no internet connection, then you need a website. If you're in the city, if you're in any area that has a high internet connection, lots of people, you need to have a website to run your business.
I was at a lunch meeting yesterday with some potential clients, and the guy said, well, give me your website. So I don't have one. And he looked at me like I was crazy. So for 30 years I've had my business, and I've never had a website.
Some businesses don't need it. I mean, they get enough business, referrals to run their business fine. If you're looking to get new business, new clients, new customers, and you want to be competitive in the market, you have to have a website. If you don't, Someone else is going to do it.
That's right, right. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Matthew Shuey here, and we're talking about marketing. We're talking about marketing your business with a website, with, you know, it's kind of like a direct sale, right? I mean, they find you, they know who you are, they know what you've done. You've got pictures on there, right?
And well, it can be used for many different things. I mean, the world is your oyster. I mean, you can use it to direct sale. You can use it to get people to know you better. And then, you know.
How did you get started?
I started up a moving business about 12 years ago with a partner. And my partner missed the deadline for Yellow Pages advertising. And I was really angry, so I went out and started a website.
Oh, that's an interesting story.
I was able to get it ranked, and I was able to overrank it where my website was showing up on top of all the major companies.
Okay, let's stop there. What does that mean, ranked and overranked? Because, you know, I'm sure my listeners are like, how do we get our website ranked?
Well, our website was to show up for moving companies in Ventura County. And the website ended up ranking for moving companies across the entire country.
That's amazing. What did you do? And that's why you do what you do, right?
Yeah, well, what I did was I built a website. It was really terrible. You can see a sample of it on my current website, globalwebfx.com. But you can see that we did the search engine optimization and the website. What I mean by over-optimization is that it showed up on top of the search for just keywords that above and beyond what we could even work with. We were getting phone calls from New York City, from Florida, from North Carolina, the people we couldn't even help.
Right. You know, I do want to give out our phone number right here, 650-1590, 650-1590. If anybody has a question that they want to talk to Matt about their website. Also, I do want to give out one free hour of consultation, which Matt was so sweet to bring that in here. And let's do that to caller number 5 at 650-1590. But if you have a question, give us a call, 650-1590. So what do we need to get started?
First thing you need is a website.
Okay.
There's many places you can get one. You can get free websites.
So can you make a website for somebody right off the bat?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what you do.
Yeah, with my eyes closed.
Okay. So there's different kinds. There's simple ones. There's, you know, ones that have tons of different pictures on. What are the best and is it the simple one?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that. Some people believe that having an ugly website is the way to make a lot of money, which is...
Really?
Not true. Yeah.
Okay.
More or less, it's an excuse by people that want to do a poor job. Other than that, there's free websites.
There's free. Talk to us about the free. What are we going to get for free?
Well, we're going to get for free. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You're going to get something that's going to be, you know, it may look attractive, may look unattractive, but it definitely is going to be low in functionality and what you can do with that website.
Okay. What are you going to get for when you do a website for somebody? What is it that you would recommend?
Well, it depends on the type of business they're in and what type of work that they do.
Okay, so my construction business.
You need a website, definitely. I would suspect using a custom website that is going to show your customers and your clients the type of work, your portfolio.
So pictures of his past jobs, you know, right?
Good pictures. I see a lot of contractors just giving terrible images of their work that just doesn't reflect on anything. I've seen people just use, you know, pictures of a hole in the ground with sticks.
Right.
Stakes.
Matt, we have a caller right now. Tom, who is it?
Pam.
Okay, Pam, are you there?
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you, Pam?
Good.
Okay, what is your question?
So my question is that very thing, is which website platform to build on, especially if you're doing, say, in the travel business or you're going to run a lot of business through your website. Is WordPress or I know any of those free ones are just going to have those issues that you just spoke about, but when you're paying for it, how do you use it? How do you know what platform the company is building the website on itself?
Well, that's a good question. WordPress is absolutely the best thing that I recommend in the entire universe. There's other platforms like Joomla and Drupal and stuff like that. Don't get mixed up on those. They're just going to give you a lot of headaches. Now, how do you know if a website's being used on WordPress? One of the things that I do is I view the source code, and then I look at the CSS file. I click onto the CSS file, then it shows you who the author is. It shows you that it's a WordPress website.
Okay.
Okay. Pam, did that help you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, okay, so take us through the steps. You know, so many people think if they want to put a website together, it's a lot of work, but that's what you do, right?
Right. I simplify the process for people. Some people, they just don't, you know, they don't know how to build a website. Some people, I've seen some small businesses just go on and create their own website and do great with those. It really depends on what you're how comfortable you are, how creative you are. Some people need help. Some people can do it themselves. Some people need custom work done.
Now, Matt, what about like the next step? Let's say we've a client comes to you, they either have a website already or you've just built a website. What is the marketing steps that you would take? For instance, Kim has a website for her hair therapy, or I have one promoting my book, or Lou for his construction site. We have the website. Now what's do you recommend? Google AdWords? Like what is your marketing?
Yeah, how do we take it to the next step? Well, great question.
Before you do offsite marketing, you need to have call to action on your website itself. You need to have something on there that tells you that this is what I'm offering, this is how you get a hold of me, or this is how much it costs, and you need to click here to be able to get this offer. That's the first thing you need to have. After that, then you need to have, you know, pay-per-click advertising, search engine optimization, and social media marketing. There's other forms as well, but those are the three big sources of internet marketing that I prefer, that any business does when they're going out there.
Wow. Okay. You know what I do want to do is let's give away. Which one do you want to give away, Matt? Which other one? You tell them what it is.
Let's give away a free domain registration for 1 year.
And what does that mean?
Domain registration is your .com name. So it would be mybusiness.com.
Wow, that's a big thing. Okay, that's perfect. And so you put it together for them.
It's just the domain, the .com name. They get it for 1 year registration. Then it's up to them if they want to renew after that.
Perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do is open up the phone lines for that. 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Let's take caller number 3 for 1 year of a free domain registration. So definitely. So, okay, so great point. Now, how you rated your moving company way up there. Tom, we have another caller number 3 for a year of domain registration. All right. And congratulations to Kirk. He just won an hour of consultation.
Right on.
Okay. So anyways, so what we're going to do, so take us, how do you rate it so high?
It's a lot different now because the way that Google changed the algorithm. Before, people would just go into the title tag, the description, the keywords, and then the content, and then just stuff keywords in there. That's not so easy anymore. Okay. Now you actually have to write good, compelling content that Google understands what your website's about and what your content's about, and you have to write it very well and concise, and you just
so is that something you can help us with?
Absolutely. Okay. I write really great stuff.
You know, give again, globalwebfx, right?
.com.
.com, of course, .com. We got to get that in there. And Matt Shuey can help you with this. He's located right here in Ventura. Again, give out your phone number.
805-620-0742.
Okay. And so when somebody calls you, you know, I called you in a panic going, somebody said that something's, you know, what was my problem?
Your website was, in fact, infected with malware. Basically, somebody hacked your website. It wasn't a direct attack.
Yeah.
It was a mass attack that happens. And they infected your website with malware that inserts Viagra and
nice,
different
huh?
links
yeah.
to your website so they could artificially boost their SEO. Unfortunately, what they're doing doesn't really help anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We do have one more thing to give away, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is like the biggie.
Right. So what I'm giving away is a free WordPress web hosting. And that also includes a free website template from Elegant Themes or another one of my preferred template providers.
Wow. Okay. That's a big thing. All right. So what number? Give me a number.
A number?
For the caller.
Let's do caller number 7.
7-650-1590. That's 650-1590. That is a free WordPress web hosting for 1 year, right?
With a template.
With a template. So does that mean you put it together? Tell me what it means exactly.
I'll give them a free hour consultation to help them out with that website.
Wow. Okay. So that's a big thing. All right. Caller number 7-650-1590. We are talking right now with Matthew Shuey. So what are the things that really hurt people's business with websites?
Being inconsistent, writing things that have nothing to do with the business at all, just no focus, you know, no passion, just, you know, throwing up any information. The worst thing you can do is just copy something off of somebody else's website.
Right. Now, you are really into Google Plus.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Google Plus is very important for all the big changes. We were talking earlier that anonymity is just not good for your search engine optimization. You need to be able to tie in your Google Plus profile with your website. You need to have your company tied into your Google Plus page. Everything needs to be on there. People need to know who you are. The days of just having being a corporation that's faceless and cold are going to go away. If you want to be on top, if you want to be able to compete, you need to be on Google Plus. You need to have your profile picture up there in the search results. You need to be able to create quality content that's going to rank your website high.
One thing I'd like to add is Google Plus is kind of how people can think of it. It's the social media networking of Facebook with a little bit of like the business aspect of LinkedIn. It will be kind of like the mothership.
Oh, it's a complete hybrid of all of this, you know, of everything that's good in social media, all packed into one place. There's an old saying that Google Plus is a ghost town. Well, there's 500 million users on there. It's a big ghost town.
Okay. Well, gosh, again, give out your website one more time so that people can get in touch with you.
GlobalWebFX.com.
All right. We're going to move right in to our next guest, and we have Janet Mahan on. And Janet, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We are talking Welcome. About the Taste of Ojai, and it's a 13th annual one, right, from the Rotary Club Ojai Presents, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it. It's the Sunday, October 27th, right, 2 to 5?
That's correct. It's at the Ojai Valley Inn. And we have only 500 guests that can attend, so we have limited tickets.
Ooh.
And we also have the sounds of the Ventura Jazz Orchestra Sextet that will be playing there from 2 to 5.
Okay. And so what are we going to find when we're there? You know, I love all the tastes. I mean, you've got all these different great vendors and, lots of good stuff there. Tell us who's going to be there.
Let me tell you, we have over 22 restaurants and wineries and breweries, starting with, and I'll do this in alphabetical order, Agave Maria, Azu. We have Bliss Yogurt this year, which is new, Bacali, Bonnie Lou's, Jim and Rob's Fresh Grill, Herzog Winery, Bill Giardino, Lori's Lemonade, Los Corporales, and they're new again this year. Ojai Beverage Company, Ojai Jelly, Ojai Ice Cream, Ojai Valley Hospital, Ojai Valley Inn and Spa, who is just preparing food in our exclusive VIP sponsor tent. They're supporting that for us. Sakura, Ojai, Southern Wine and Spirits, Surf Brewery, Suzanne's Cuisine, The Gables of Ojai, The Ranch House, The Village Jester, Vino V and Old Creek Wineries, and the Queen of Tarts. So
wow,
we are
lots of great stuff. Where, Janet, where does all the money go towards?
It goes towards over 22 local grants, local organizations, local nonprofit organizations serving Ojai Valley families, our seniors and youth, our schools, many of our nonprofit organizations here in the Ojai Valley. And this is done by our Rotary Educational Foundation. Hmm. They also give award scholarships and grants.
I love it. There's so many great organizations and venues like this where it's a win-win. And, people have to go there, they get to eat, they get to drink, and it goes for a great cause. Where do we get tickets for this? What's the website?
The website, there's a number of different places you can get tickets. We have www.tasteofohi.com, which is our main website. But through that, the tickets can be purchased through the Ojai Chamber of Commerce website. Mm. So if you want to get them online, they can be purchased there. But we have a number of venues here in Ojai that are selling tickets as well. We have Attitude Adjustment of Ojai, the Ojai Beverage Company, the Down Home Furnishings, and, of course, the Chamber of Commerce. So we have a number of places people can get tickets.
All right. I love it. Okay. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about the Taste of Ojai. It's their 13th annual one, and it's Sunday, October 27th from 2 to 5, and it's over at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa, like one of my favorite places to hang out. Right there, right?
I do.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And what a great cause. You know, Janet, they were so nice to give us a couple tickets away. And what I'm going to do is just take names right now. I know, Tom, you're going to kill me, right? He's like, look at me like, really, Kim? But what we're going to do is take names. We've got two tickets. Also, we have two tickets that we're going to give away at on my Facebook, which is Kim, The Kim Pagano Show. Like us. I'm going to post this. It's on there. And share us, and you will be entered to win. So, again, gosh, what a great venue. Taste of Ojai, the 13th annual, Sunday, October 27th, 2 to 5 at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. And just, you know, it goes for a great cause. So, Janet, thank you so much for being a part of our show and doing this. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited see you there. I look forward to seeing all your listeners and having them dance with us and enjoy our food and our wine and beer. And thank you so much for your support of this event, Kim.
You got it. All right. Thank you again, and we'll talk soon. Again, okay. Gosh, I just want to say Taste of Ojai, Sunday, October 27th, 2 to 5. Get your name on the list, and I will be giving away tickets. I've got a couple sets of them, and or go on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show. Like us, share it, and you will be entered. There's a lot of ways to win, so there's no reason why you should miss that. So definitely, gosh, you know what? We are almost at the end of our show. I do want to tell you that we have another show at 2 o'clock, and on that show we're going to be talking to Dr. Joel Furman, and his book is Eat to Live Cookbook, Healthy Kitchen Resource. It's going to be really good. Also, Nancy Gagliardi, she is has this amazing Weight Watcher Ultimate Chicken Cookbook that we're going to be talking about. And Maria Ross, she had an aneurysm, and she did not let that change her her way of life. So, and her book is A Brain Injury, Change Who You Are. So, anyways, we'll be talking about that again. Hey, anything you want to add to the show?
No, but it was a good show. Yeah. I like the website stuff. That was good.
Yeah, are you going to get a website? Do you think he needs one? He went out and tried to call, you know.
He absolutely needs a website.
You know, I mean, is that really important? Like, because, you know, we had our business, what, 27 years?
30 years, Kim.
30 years, and
well,
I've been trying to tell him, Matt.
You can build a website that is actually targeting people that you want to target. So if you want to target specific people, you can build a website.
So
for
how
that.
Do you do that, Matt? How do you just, I mean, because so is it the words that that make it just go to those people?
The words, the images, the whole persona of that website. You know, you want to build it to attract that type of crowd.
Okay.
And it works. It does it. It works for me.
It works for you. Absolutely. Okay. Gosh. Well, and Sean, how's your book? I heard you had like this amazing sellout again.
I did. I'm 2 for 2 for Barnes & Noble.
Where do our listeners find your book?
You can pretty much go to any Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, BN.com, Kobo.
You know, I was thinking about today, give us a little teaser about your book.
I think the best thing to say is what would you do to self-define yourself? Who are you? And then try to imagine someone who took a lot of different choices and a lot of different paths. And what happens when you run into that person?
Oh, okay.
And how much did you have to pay all those guys to come pick up the book?
Yes, the ringer's in there. I actually, what was really cool is I had my cousins at the signing, and they're twins. and they look just like the character I would imagine looking. And so it was kind of cool. I had two doppelgangers roaming around Barnes & Noble.
All right.
Hey, you know what? I just forgot. I have two tickets right now. Tom's going, okay, Kim, stop giving stuff away. But if you want to go to the Haunting at the Harbor, that is Thursday, October 24th. Give me a call right now. In fact, I'll give the four tickets away, two sets. So we'll take caller number two and caller number four at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We got Haunting at the Harbor, and this is a business tabletop expo. It's Four Points, Sheraton, Ventura Harbor, and there's going to be 59 business tabletops, five food exhibitors, so definitely go check that out. We'll give away four tickets right now, two and two to two and four, number color.
All right. And we have our new thing we're going to start doing, our restaurant.
Yeah. My husband's going to, he loves to taste and go around, and so he's going to be doing that. Also, I do want to remind everybody that Surfaces USA is 30% off this whole month of all the great things. If you are just starting to do your, you know, spruce up your house or your kitchen or your any of that stuff, definitely check it out. Go over there to Surfaces USA. They're right here in Oxnard. You know, I mean, shop locally. That's what it's all about. Great. They've got their own decorators. They've got everybody that can help you over there. Give them a call at Surfaces USA. All right. Gosh. Well, what do we have planned for the rest of the weekend? What do you got going on? You got weddings, right?
Yeah, I gotta help my parents
out.
Yeah,
Matt, how about you? Do you have anything going on?
I'm going to barbecue with some SEO people this weekend.
Oh,
get some ideas out there and help promote each other.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I want to end my show and thank all of you for joining us. Matt, again, Tom, Sean, and my husband and all my listeners out there. We had tons of winners, tons of gifts. And I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. I am a great believer in luck. And I find that the harder I work, the more I have of it. So with that, have a really great day. And I'll talk to you later.
I can see clear.